Tuned in to Vinylthon on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay tuned for 24 hours of vinyl listening.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024. Stay tuned. Radio stations are spinning together to celebrate vinyl. This year's Vinylthon special is coming up, featuring artist interviews, behind-the-scenes stories from the vinyl industry, and a special chat with this year's Vinylthon ambassadors, Third Man Records.
Hi, this is Ben Blackwell from Third Man Records, and I want to thank you for supporting Vinylthon. From our side of things, from me personally to Third Man, it is insanely appreciated, and it's encouraged, and, you know, we couldn't be happier that, you said 200 different stations this year? Yeah, that's amazing. That's wild. And that's only going to grow, and it's only going to have more people do individual shows where they just play vinyl, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe that's one way that we see vinyl growth is actually in the radio realm.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024.
This Sunday, April 21st, is WONY eBoard elections for the 2024-2025 school year. All members of WONY are required to attend, and you must be a member to participate in the voting. This election is in IRC 2 at 2 p.m. I hope to see you there.
One, two, one, two. Seatbelt in, seatbelt out.
You know, Larry, this simple exercise will help us stay healthy, which keeps medical costs down.
But you gotta do it every day, Vince, because if you don't... You can get out of shape fast.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Gah!
Like love in peace and You're listening to WNY 90.9 FM, Beauty Lives Forever, with alumni DJ Frankie Teardrop. I started here at WNY in 2000, and I DJed all 4 years I was here, and I loved every second of it. And I'm really grateful for the current WNY crew for the opportunity to do the show again. So thanks for tuning in to the second hour of this week's show, which again is focused on music I loved back in my college radio days. You just heard Mira's Cayman, a track from 2001 that still moves me deeply and is, if you can believe it or not, written about a cat. Before that was Embraced by Low from 2001's Things We Lost in the Fire album, which I fell in love with here at WNY. And to kick off this hour, we heard Lava by An April March. An April March were a Canadian dream pop band that I first heard back in the days, and I actually bought the 7-inch for this track from Oneonta's Lone Record Store. You can find a track of theirs on Cherry Stars Collide, a box set that I curated for Cherry Red Records, but really check out the band's full discography and be sure to look for An April March, not to be confused with April March, which is a very different thing altogether. This next hour, we'll be hearing tracks from Curve, Slow Dive, and His Name is Alive, but let's kick off this next set with Mazzy Star's sublime cover of Slap Happy's Blue Flower from their debut record She Hangs Brightly, here on WONY 90.9 FM, Beauty Lives Forever. That was just Slow Dive, a band who need no introduction, with the ballad of Sister Sue from their debut record Just for a Day, which remains my favorite album of theirs after all these years. So I first got into them by grabbing this CD out of the CD library here back in the days when we both had a CD library and a vinyl lounge here at WNY. Both were pretty picked over, but there were some gems still hidden in there. Before that, you heard Love Spirals Downward with Right in Water. You're listening to Beauty Lives Forever with alumni DJ Frankie Teardrop, and here's another band that I discovered in the WNY promo bins, a California-based band called Andalusia. So this album was called Such a Heavenly Eyesore, and as usual, I was drawn to the covers above everything, but I couldn't resist that album title either. What I found on this disc was a delicious mix of lush, swirling guitars, doomy chord progressions, and wistful melodies. So flash forward to 2007 or so, when I was on tour with a few bands and taking a road trip to Philly for our next gig. When it was my turn to pick the music, I wanted to share an old favorite that I was sure that nobody in the van had ever heard of. So I put that CD into play for everybody, and one of my tour mates was blown away. And it turns out that Andalusia was actually his previous band, and he was shocked beyond belief that I not only heard of them, but I just took that CD out of nowhere to play for everybody. And it's really kind of a small world, and it really cracks me up. It's hilarious. Anyway, so this record's always been a really special one for me, and with that in mind, here's the track Swallow by the band Andalusia here on WNY 90.9 FM, Beauty Lives Forever. We'll be right back. Man, I love that song. So that was just Curve with Coast is Clear from their second EP, Frozen, from 1991. And before that was the Polish folk group Slask with a track called Heliokeni, which is said to have inspired David Bowie's incredible Warsawa from 1977's Low. So back to Curve for a second, though. If I had to make a list of top 10 bands, Curve would easily make that list, as they've forever been a deep inspiration to me with their mix of heavy, industrial beats, swirling guitars, and heavenly vocals. My band, The Harrow, who we talked about a little while ago, had the distinct honor of being remixed by Curve's Dean Garcia a few years back, and I still am pretty giddy about that one, and it's wild to be in the same circle of orbit these days. So I may or may not still have my CD copy of Pubic Fruit that I lovingly borrowed in quotation marks, you can't see it, from the WNY CD library all those years ago, which that collection collects their first three EPs on one disc and is really essential listening for any lover of dark shoegaze and early alternative music. Anyway, you're listening to WNY 90.9 FM, Beauty Lives Forever, with alumni DJ Frankie Teardrop, and we're almost at the end of tonight's show. So I'd love to kick off this next set with a slow ballad from Britpop, glam rock, whatever you want to call them. Tremendous band called Suede, who is another band I fell in love with after nicking their debut record from the CD library back here in 2001 or so. This is their track Pantomime Horse, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
And I am sending light and warmth. The sun is in the heart. And I am sending light and warmth. The sun is in the heart. I've driven from the country to here. It's so much hotter in the city. 'Cause there ain't
So that was just His Name Is Alive with Cornfield from 1993's Mouth by Mouth. And before that, you heard The Cure with Like Cockatoos, which is my all-time favorite track by an all-time favorite band who, as you might have heard, just put out their first record in 16 years last year. Well, I hate to say it, though, this is the end of tonight's show, and it was really an honor to play these old favorite tracks for you tonight. So many thanks to Manny, Andrew, and the current WNY crew for allowing me to get back on the airwaves after all these years. Stay tuned next week, Wednesday 8 to 10, for the next installment of Beauty Lives Forever, where I'll be playing a lot of the same kind of stuff. Have a great night, everyone, and see you all next week.
A day where college radio stations across the globe unite to celebrate the most powerful medium.
Radio is like word of mouth that very much influences whatever's going on.
This is World College Radio Day.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, everyone, you're listening.